congratulations on the win here this afternoon as Scott City wins it here 55-47. What an effort for your team. You had Marshall Froh on the bench with two fouls for the entire first half. Get down, or for most of the first half, I should say. Down eight after the first quarter. Pulled it within three at the break, and then you take the lead in the second half and really never look back.
Yeah, the Hunter did a great job when Marshall went down with two fouls of really kind of carrying the offensive, you know, the offense for us. You know, he was very aggressive, kept us in the ball game, and, you know, the second half we made an adjustment with our defense, obviously, and we're able to, you know, really rest. You know, we didn't have to overexert ourselves on the defensive end, and you know, when we were going man, they were really attacking us, and so I thought the zone switch up, you know, really made a difference, and our two post players, you know, for the majority as far as Parker and Joe go, you know, what a job they did on the boards.
Yeah.
Aside from getting dunked on at the beginning, they did a really good job, so we kind of joked around about that. But, you know, we talked. One of the big things was going to be, you know, holding those guys to one shot and, you know, rebounding that first one. And, you know, with a lot of threes getting put up, you get long rebounds. And, man, what a job. You know, they just did such a great job. And, again, Parker Voldemort just continues to just work. And it's, you know, it shows. You know, I think tonight he didn't score very many, but, man, he made some big free throws and had some really nice rebounds late.
Well, you talk about one post player that's really improved there, Parker Volgemore. Another one who kind of had an outstanding game. Joe Evans, career-high 18 points. And he was, I called him during the game, the Windex man, because he kept getting the rebound and getting the putbacks, especially in that second half.
He did, you know, and he's got great length. And when we're able to get the ball down low, you know, it doesn't matter really who you're playing against. But when you get the ball down low, you seem to draw the attention of those other defenders. And they were leaving Joe, so he was able to get some stick backs. And I thought he did a great job. I thought both of the post guys did a very good job of when they caught it in the post, you know, making them score, doing something other than just using their right hand and putting it up off the glass. You know, I thought they were forcing them to go to the left and holding their ground. You know, they had some big kids down there, and it, yes, it could be extremely hard, especially not only to stop them, but to rebound it after you stop them. So they continue to, you know, do a lot of things for us. And, you know, with Evan getting his second start of the year, I thought he played extremely well, you know, hit some big threes early to kind of keep us in it. And, you know, we don't always make it look pretty at the very end. You know, we chose to do some crazy things that we probably didn't need to do. But at the same time, sometimes you can't micromanage every single possession, even though at the end it feels like you probably should. You still got to, you know, trust your players and allow them to go make plays.
Absolutely. I was going to mention, Evan, what a big play or game he had. He had 8 points there and a couple trays for you guys. But what does this say about your defense? 22 points in the first quarter for Hayes High. They score 25 in the final 24 minutes.
Well, we scored the second half, so they had to bring it up against the set defense. So I guess if we could score every possession, that'd be terrific. So, you know, the first quarter was all about our transition defense, and we weren't matching up well out of it. You know, we weren't making a lot of shots, and they were able to push it, and we knew they would. But, you know, they knocked down some threes in that first quarter, and we weren't out there guarding them like we should have been. So a couple of adjustments, and, you know, the boys did a great job.
Well, you guys get the victory here this afternoon, and it was a good team effort here this afternoon, 55-47. Probably the best effort or team play you guys have had all year here. And well, you turn around 24 hours, you get a maze high, and, of course, highlighted by the South Dakota State Jackrabbits commits or signee and Caleb Grill.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it last night, you know, on the air that, you know, we're not going to back down from anybody. And you know, if we're going to come up to this tournament, why not play the team that's supposed to, you know, be the best team in it? So we're looking forward to it. You know, you get the first win, which we hadn't got the first win in this tournament in a few years and two. And, you know, so it's nice to get that first win in a tournament, you know, like it would be in a sub-state or, a state, because, you know, without the first win, nothing else gets to happen. So a quick turnaround, so we get to watch a little film. You know, they played in front of us, so there's not a whole lot of reason for us to stick around. We can go home and we can get going with that. And we'll have a quick prep. But, you know, the good thing about having, you know, juniors and seniors for the most part is, you know, they're pretty quick at picking things up. So, you know, we can't be ready for every set that they run because they run a lot of them. But at the same time, it's nice to know, you know, we ran that 3-2 tonight and had some success with it, so we can kind of put that in our back pocket and if we need it.
Well, the Beavers winning here over the Hayes High Indians this afternoon, 55-47. And congratulations, Coach, a big win for you guys. And back here in this building tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, it'll be a first time in 2 years.
Yeah. Thanks again, Coach.
Thanks.